Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the show this morning. Well, it's Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock. I am your host, Lalisa J. Williams, also known as Coach Lalisa. Well, I am excited for you. I am so happy, as you can see. For the past several shows, we've had as the topic how to live happy and whole in 2010. And we want to really get this thing right because I have found that there is just something magical about being happy. And God does want us to be whole. You know, He created us with the ability to renew ourselves, to revive ourselves, to regenerate ourselves. You know, He's created every cell in our body has the ability to build itself back up. And you have the ability to build yourself up no matter what the situation is. So I am a life coach, I'm an author, motivational speaker, trainer, and I am a woman who is on a mission. I'm on a mission. I've been on this mission for a while, but I am on the mission. It's my life's work and purpose, and that is to help the lives of other people. You know, that's where I get my joy. There are some people who do various things in life, and that's where they get their joy. A singer gets their joy from singing, and they get their joy from the songs that they sing and the things that they sing about in their songs. A writer, you know, gets their joy from the stories that they write about. Well, I get my joy from helping people change their lives for the better. It's just something about that for me. And not just changing your life for the sake of change, but actually changing for the better. And one of the things that I've learned is that in order to be better, you have to just be better. In other words, you have to do something different. I mean, there's absolutely no way to get better doing the same thing. I mean, you might stay where you are, but you won't get better. You won't change unless you change. You know, and I heard a very great preacher say that some years ago, Dr. Creflo Dollar. He said that change isn't change unless you change. And I find it that there's so many people that I come across in my daily work and activities that they're looking for change, but they're not changing. And with that said, I can almost guarantee you that you will not find change until you do something different. The only way to change is to actually do something different. So our topic for this particular segment today, I mean, our overall theme, yes, is how to live happy and whole. And we're coming up to the half-year mark, and we're going to change the theme for the next quarter, or we'll pick a different theme. But it has been, that has been the theme all of the first quarter of this year, and we'll continue into the, at least until the end of this month, and then we'll go into another quarter, and we'll change it. I mean, we're already into another quarter, but we're going to change it. But today I wanted to talk about how to improve your love life. How to improve your love life. Now, this particular segment then would be of interest to those individuals who are either in a relationship, those individuals who are in relationships but are not yet married. Those individuals who are looking to get into a relationship but want to get it right beforehand. You know, there's a few of those out there. They want to ask questions first. They want to know some things going in, which I believe is very, very wise and was absolutely something I did not do early on in any of the relationships that I was in, all the way up to my current situation. But I was one of those ones, probably like a lot of people, who just jumped in headlong and headstrong, all in it, and then make a big mess of it. And then typically, if you make a mess and you don't know what you're doing, you have to just pretty much leave the mess and walk away. And so, I mean, there are people who will listen who have that situation. Then there are those individuals who are in a situation similar to mine where you're actually married to your mate and, you, again, you made a lot of mistakes along the way, but it's not over. God is still giving you another opportunity to get it right. And so he has led you to tune in to this show so that you can learn firsthand from a person who has experienced the worst in a situation and has now overcome that and has now come back to share it with others so that they don't have to make all the same mistakes and suffer through all the same things that I have had to suffer through. And then there are those individuals who have been in a situation and it was a mess, and the situation is over, or it may appear over, and it may not quite be over. There may still be an opportunity to reconcile and get things back on track. So this show is for a variety of people, or it could just be for someone who is in the business of counseling those who are married, yet you've not been married. Like, there are pastors and there are individuals on the job, counselors or what have you, who need to talk to people about their marriages, but you have never been married, so you too want to have some stories, some testimonies, some examples from those of us who have been there. So I want to just take a moment now to welcome you to the show today. We thank you for tuning in to the Coach LaLisa Show, which can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. So right now it is a once-a-week show that will be changing over the near future. We will become a daily show with different topics and different speakers coming on each day to kind of share with you also some of their woes, their successes, their trials, and their triumphs. So how to improve your love life. If you want your love life to be one that is great and exciting, if you want your love life to be one where there is happiness, there is joy, there is peace, well, I can guarantee you that you can have that. You can absolutely have that. I'm experiencing it right now. There was a time when I was not experiencing it. There was a time when I was experiencing only gloom, doom, and mayhem. I probably could write several books about the things that I've experienced on the negative side. But always looking to have things be better. And I think that, you know, that's very important, is that you have to have high expectations. You know, that's going to be one of the keys. But let me just go down a list of some things that I believe that you should have if you truly want to improve your love life. You want to have a great relationship. If you want to be in love, you want the person to be in love with you. You want to be happy. You want to be like those couples that seem to be so happy, though we never know what's going on behind closed doors. But you want a relationship like what it appears like what's going on behind those closed doors. But you want that for real. You can absolutely have it. You can have it. And there are people out there like myself and others who will show you how to do it. it's not the hardest thing in the world. There are some things that are harder. However, you've heard people say before that it does take work. Nothing in life that is really, really good is going to come to you without you doing something on your part. So let me just say that the Word of God does say that he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And so we know that that's good and that's wonderful. And so as women, all right, if we are going to be found by the man of God, the man that God has chosen, the man of God that God has chosen for us, if we are going to be a man finding, you know, the woman that God would have for you, then you definitely want to pay attention to the show today. So, this is the situation. You have to, first and foremost, you must talk to God. You must talk to God and ask God to lead and to guide you in your relationship. See, God is the creator of Adam and Eve, and he created all of us, you and me, every animal, every bird, every flower, every living thing, every creeping thing. God's created every herb, every, you know, grass, every seed, everything God created. So God knows best what is best for you. And it's just that simple. It's very, very, you know, people make it complicated. Oh, I can't find the person that I can have a wonderful relationship with. I can't find anyone. I can't get this relationship on track. Well, all you're telling me is that you have not tapped into God Almighty, because God says he's no respecter of persons. What he did for one, he'll do for another. And he said there was no good thing that he would withhold from those who walk upright before him. And so if you're talking to God, God is going to create for you within your life that love affair, that perfect love, that person that you can absolutely adore and love and enjoy being with. God will bring that person to you. You can't do it by witchcraft. You can't do it by going to one of those persons and having them read your palm. You can't do it by the tarot cards. All that silly stuff that we did when we were kids. I remember, you know, we would even take a flower and go, you know, if there was a boy that we had met, we would play this little silly game, and you pull off a petal, he loves me not, she loves me, she loves me not. How foolish. There's no flower that's going to dictate to you who's in love with you. Only the God Almighty himself, who has created you and created me and everyone else, is the one who can tell you if this is the right person for you. That's number one. And who that person is. God absolutely led me to Newark, New Jersey some 23 years ago. And just 1 year into the city, I met my husband. A whole year had not gone by yet. I met my husband in 1988. I had moved here in 1987. I met my husband, and we recently celebrated 20 years of marriage. So God led me all the way. Now, that just goes to show you states and countries and cities, the limits are no barrier to God. I was all the way in Ohio, not even thinking about coming to New Jersey. God brought me, and there were certainly tons of women right here that certainly could have been a chosen mate for my husband. But God, he did it. So I can guarantee you that if you line up with God, you will line up finding the right mate for you. Okay, by the way, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Coach LaLisa Show. I am your host each Wednesday morning right here on blogtalkradio.com/ The Coach LaLisa Show. If you ever want to call into the show, it airs every morning at every Wednesday at 8 a.m. If you ever want to call in, just dial 347. You can dial 945-7991. And that's how you can reach us, and that's how you will be able to dial into the show. Or if you do have an account, you can sign in. And so now I'm trying to, you know, really help people get that love life going. And you know, some people, unfortunately, they just won't listen. They won't listen. They won't take notes. And they certainly won't follow. Now, some people would say, well, it doesn't take all of that. Well, I can guarantee you, okay, if it doesn't take all of that for you, then you won't have all of this. But those of us who know that these are the things that you have to do, if you want to end up, you know, there's a process, there's things you have to go through. But if you want to end up, as the children of Israel did, in that wealthy place, you have to go on the journey. It's not an overnight thing. You see, yes, I moved here to New Jersey, and yes, I had met my husband within a year. However, there was a process that happened years and years that was going on before that, okay? So it's the process of bringing you to God, to say to God, God, you know, I'm listening to you. I'm going to take my direction from you. I submit my will to yours. I can't find Mr. Right or Mrs. Right on my own. You can lead me to that person. You know who that person is. And then God will begin to speak to your heart. And then he will begin to show you little things about that person. For instance, my husband is like all the things that I needed in a man. I needed, because of my background, I needed a man who was very strong, okay? Because of my background and some things in my past, I couldn't handle a man that was very squeamish, that couldn't handle certain things, wouldn't have been a good relationship person for me. And likewise, you know, my husband needed also a woman that was on the go. He needed a woman that can get up and go. My husband loves to travel. You know, he's out doing a lot of things all the time. So you have to trust that God knows the person that you need. If there are children involved, if you have children, for instance, you can't just go and smile back at the first man that smiles back at you. That person may on the surface seem great, but what if that person really don't care for kids? So by the time they meet your children, that person's going to run off. Likewise, same things with a male. If a male has children, it's going to take a certain kind of woman to accept their children, to love their children, and even to support them in their love for the child. You see, sometimes as a, you know, stepmom or stepdad, you know, you may not have to have so much hands-on with that child, but you have to have hands-on with your mate and support them. So number one is that you absolutely have to talk to God. You have to know what God wants for you, and God will reveal that. He will. And then, you know, that's the other thing, number two. So number one key that I'm giving you today on how to improve your love life is that, number two, is that you have to be patient. You have to be patient. And what does that really mean? That means you have to trust God. You have to wait on God. Now that you've talked to God. Now, anybody who knows God knows that you can't rush him. Okay? There's a song we sing, you can't hurry God. No, you just got to wait. And that is so true. You have to wait on God. If God takes 1 year, if God takes 1,000. Because remember, to God, you know, a day is as 1,000 years to God. So he doesn't view time the way we do. And so the best way to deal with God on any situation, I've learned is to get rid of the time situation. I mean, we get so caught up in time because, you know, we have to be at our jobs on time and we have to be at a certain meeting on time and we have to, even a child is birthed in a certain time frame, 9 months and all of these things. And so we're used to dealing with time. However, we can't get caught up in it, especially not when we're waiting on the Lord. We're waiting on God. We must simply wait, and we must wait in a particular way. We must wait without worrying. We must wait without complaining, and we must wait without getting angry and bitter. We must wait in without being sad. You can't walk around with a sad look on your face because God hasn't brought you someone yet, or he has not improved your relationship yet. So, again, the show today is a little bit twofold, is how to improve your love life. So, again, it could be for the person who doesn't yet have one, but also for the person who is in one and you're waiting for it to get better. So, number one, you're going to talk to God. Number two, you're going to be patient. And number three is very, very important. Very, very important. This is critical, and this is going to be a very, very strong key for many of you. You have to become the person that you want to see. And what that means is that you must live your life in such a way that the very thing that you want to see in a mate or a spouse, that people begin to compliment you in that area. Like, say you want a person who's very trustworthy. Well, you need to start hearing people say, oh, so-and-so, oh, she's so trustworthy. Or if you want someone, if you're looking for someone to be a very hardworking, then you must be a person who is always working hard. Maybe you want a person who is very money conscious and knows how to save money and what have you. Then you need to also become that person. And it's just something magic about that because, you know, it'll be like looking in a mirror. When you see yourself, when you see the things, that reflection of the things that you are, then you'll know that that's the person that you want. I mean, yes, opposites attract, and we all know what that means and what have you, but there's something about, you know, working together with people, too. The Word of God says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So there needs to be some agreement and similarities with that person. The person needs to be in agreement with you on some things. And so it would be great for you to become the person that you want to see. And that means that you will have an opportunity to help create that in the other person. Again, how can that person, sometimes people need demonstration. Maybe they didn't get it at home. Maybe they did not get it in their upbringing. So you are going to have to walk out what that thing is that you want to see in that person and trust them. Believe me when I tell you, these are nuggets of wisdom that I'm dropping right now on you because these are things that I had to learn after my 20 years of marriage. I've been married 20 years now. Just recently, last month, celebrated 20 years, and these things I have learned through journey, through experiencing them. I was at a point in my marriage after 9 years. We were at a point of breakup. Divorce was so on the horizon. We actually had separated and was living two very different lives. He had moved on and was living another life. I had moved on and was living another life. I had no plans or intentions on getting back with my husband. But God, see, that's why I said, if you tap into God, you're going to have the love of your life. It may not come when you want it. So that's why you have to follow step number two and be patient. But look at us today. Oh, glory to God. He knows everything that you need. So you have to be the person that you want to see in your mate. Therefore, you won't feel empty, you see. You won't be in the relationship always complaining. You don't do this, you don't do that, you don't do this, you don't do that. Because that right there can certainly make for a marriage that is not full of love, because people who are in love do not complain. Hear this loud and clear. People in love don't complain. Now, most of us have been taught that, but just in case you haven't. So whenever you're in a situation and you're doing a lot of complaining, that's a hint. That's a sign that something's wrong. It's just like when your body has a problem, an ache or a pain. If you have that ache and pain, then that's a sign to you that something's wrong. You're either going to take medicine or you're going to go to the doctor or physician. Same thing in the relationship where there's complaining, there's something wrong. You shouldn't be complaining. If when you're in love, that means that there's no real love there. That's why God will not let us complain. He says, if you love me, there's no need to complain, because we complain when things don't go our way, when we don't get what we want. But when you love someone, you're patient with them. You understand that things don't always go your way, and so complaining almost becomes very childish. And that's why God let the children of Israel die off in the wilderness, because they were complaining. And God doesn't accept that. Even Moses, when he complained, God would not allow him to go into the promised land, though he had led the people all those 40 years. So you want to be very, very careful about that. You don't want to do it. If you've been doing it, stop it. Very, very simple. Just cut it out. Now, the other thing that you want to do is you want to have some standards set. You do want to have standards, because you need some kind of a measurement so you can see that the outcome is what it is supposed to be. Now, what you could do is you could, you know, go to some seminars. There's many seminars and workshops. There's, you know, shows even like this where people will give some ideas and suggestions and even some advice on what to look for, because unfortunately for many people, they just fall in love, and sometimes they fall in love and they never gave thought to what else was going on with the person. So you definitely want to have some standards, you know, set ahead of time, so that when you do meet the right person, you're good to go. Or when you meet the wrong person, you can easily let go. Because some people don't know how to let go, and they stay in it too long. And while they're in a bad situation, the right person could have come along and they could have missed it. So you don't want to be in a bad situation too long. But we're talking here this morning about how to improve your love life. I hope you feel that your love life is going to be much better now, and then you're going to be happy, you're going to be whole, you're going to work on you, you're going to talk to God, you're going to be patient, you're going to be the person that you want to, you're made to be. That's that working on you that is critical. Then you're going to set some standards. You're going to say, no, I don't want this, I don't want that, because you don't want to set yourself up for complaining and anger and bitterness. So don't even accept situations that you already know you don't like, or that turn you off, or that tick you off, or what have you. You don't even have to go down that route for the sake of love, unless God tells you. And if God tells you, then you're not going to complain. You're not going to be upset. And then last but not least, I want to share that you have to have high expectations. So when you get that mate, see the best in them. See the greatness in that person. Be willing to love that person. Be willing to find out about love. Be willing to listen to your heart. Get help if you need to. Find a coach. I can always coach you in relationships. You can sign up right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can call me at 888-714-7776. I have an awesome coaching program that I'd be willing to work with you as for as little as $20 a month. You can get a lower cost coaching program than that. Okay, so next week we're going to be right back here, and we're going to be talking about how to live your purpose. How to live your purpose. We're going to talk about how to find your purpose, how to create your purpose, and how to walk it out. Well, it's been great. Hope you got some great information today. Again, you can always call me, 888-714-7776. Leave a message. Go to my website, lilisajwilliams.com. If you want to connect with me, I look forward to you being back here next week. Go live happy, live whole, and live free.